This is VOA News. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders of seven of the seven wealthiest nations, the G7, Monday reaffirmed their unwavering support and solidarity with Ukraine on meeting Ukraine's urgent requirement for military and defense equipment against Russia's aggression. In a statement, the White House says the G7 condemned Russia's continuous, inhumane, and brutal attacks targeting critical infrastructure, in particular energy and water facilities, and in water facilities in cities across Ukraine. The statement called these indiscriminate attacks a war crime. It also condemned those who are facilitating Putin's illegal war. Meanwhile, reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova updated VOA's Flashpoint program Monday on the fighting in Ukraine.
A lot of Ukrainian areas continue to be under very heavy shelling, and particularly the biggest damage for the moment experience Kherson and Kherson region. And we hear for a couple of days in a row about direct hits of the residential areas of the hospitals in Kherson and in the region. And today, for instance, due to a very bad shelling of the city of Kherson, we have confirmation of at least two people killed and four people injured due to these attacks.
Meanwhile, European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said Monday EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday agreed in principle to add about 200 Russian people in groups to a sanctions list, but did not approve the entire ninth package of sanctions on Russia. Borrell told reporters the ministers approved the individual sanctions to about 200 Russian individuals and entities. Borrell said he expects the entire package to be approved later this week. This is VOA News. The European Union foreign ministers Monday imposed new sanctions on Iran after the government there announced it had carried out its second execution of a prisoner Monday in connection with a nationwide protest that began in September. Through its Mizan news agency, Iran's judiciary said Majidreza Ranavard was publicly hanged Monday in the city of Mashhad. Ranavard was accused of fatally stabbing two security force members last month in Mashhad. Activists say Iran has sentenced at least a dozen people to death in closed-door hearings. The first person put to death in connection with the protest was executed last week. Following a meeting in Brussels, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said the foreign ministers sought to send a strong message. To Iran.
We consider unacceptable the use of capital punishment as a tool to repress the protesters. In the new package of sanctions for human rights violations, we are targeting those responsible for this continued repression against protesters. There are 21 listing, but these sanctions represent a strong messages on Iran. It is the first time since 2019 that we adopt such a package of sanctions.
This week marks the 10th anniversary of a horrific school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, that killed 20 first graders and six educators. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker has details.
There are no official ceremonies, keeping with Newtown's tradition of marking anniversaries of the December 14th, 2012 shooting with quiet reflection. Liz Dosher was a third grader at the time.
I feel like the farther and further we move away from it, the more I feel I'm scrambling to just remember.
Nicole Hockley, who lost her son Dylan, says she's turned her grief into advocacy through her organization, Sandy Hook Promise.
It has to become better with fewer shootings. I mean, I think it's in the last 10 years, one of the numbers I've seen is that we're at 1 million people.
I'm Julie Walker.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday free condoms will be available in French pharmacies for anyone up to the age of 25 starting next year. The new measure comes as the rate of sexually transmitted diseases and inflation are both on the rise in France. Originally, Macron announced that the condoms would be available to people between the ages of 18 and 25, but he was challenged on social media about not making the condoms available to minors, and he decided to expand the program to anyone up to the age of 25. Girls and women already receive free birth control in France. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.